so a number of ironies present themselves at this moment. I was walking over here to make this phone call after depositing the big fat check, and I found a quarter on the sidewalk. So there's just free money everywhere. The other irony is that as I left the bank, a bum walked up to me and asked me for money. No, I said no, thank you. I'm not really sure how to feel about this. And I'm not sure what else I'd be doing right now without it, but I think I made the right decision in cashing it out. It's just got that whiff of mortality about it, you know? Like, I'm not going to have that money at 65, but at some point I'm going to make enough money that I'm not going to care. I mean, I still have that confidence in myself, even though it's unwarranted. So, I haven't really told very many people about this. One friend of mine, his wife, used to work at the same company, and she probably got her check today, too. I'm not sure what they plan to do with it. I think they're probably just going to try to reinvest it, even though it's kind of a small amount of money for any kind of real investing. But I'll think about that myself. But yeah, it's both hilarious and it's kind of depressing, and I've been careful who I talk about this to, because I want to know somebody well enough that they can tell them that I don't want to sound like I'm gloating, but even the people I have told, I've been circumspect about why I think it's hilarious, but I guess it's not really anybody's business. I did look into I was granted like a billion stock options. And when I got this notice about this pension thing, I called the investment bank and they looked into it, and sure enough, it had expired after 10 years, which doesn't surprise me. The only glimmer of hope that those are still out there was that it was impressed upon me that they were very generous options. The grant was very generous, but I guess they weren't that generous. And I'm content with the fact that they